Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this recording, I'll guide you through a process that will help you focus your mind intensely and give you the ability to activate this degree of focus at will anytime you may need it. While many of us feel that we already have an incredible level of focus because we keep track of 10 different things at once and can instantly respond to new things as they come up, this is actually the exact opposite of focus. Only when we can keep our mind intensely focused on a single thing for an extended period of time, no matter what else may be happening, are we truly a master of focus. Interestingly, this type of focus happens naturally in many situations, such as when reading a good book, or watching an engaging movie, or working on a challenging puzzle. When you are absorbed in an activity, that stimulates you on multiple levels, and this stimulation has its own natural ebb and flow. We tend to go with the flow while losing track of things unrelated to the task at hand. If you've ever caught yourself daydreaming, you've also experienced this type of focus, especially when you realize what you missed while musing on your inner experience. Sometimes we can completely ignore the most dramatic and disturbing events simply because we are so focused on something else entirely. Our intention with this session is to give you conscious command of this ability, so you can turn it on or off at will, to be used when you want to maximize your ability to get things done, or maximize your ability to respond to events as they happen. This session is different from others you may have used before, in that we will work with both your conscious and subconscious minds. True focus happens only when all aspects of your mind are working together in harmony for a single purpose. And when you realize that your subconscious mind is much more powerful than your conscious mind, you know just how important it is to bring your subconscious on board for the ride. So, the first step in this process is to bring your conscious and subconscious minds together in harmony. The easiest way to do this is to relax your body as much as possible and bring your attention to something simple like your breathing. You will want to sit or lie down for this session in a place where you won't be disturbed. If you need to lock the door, turn off your phone, shut down your computer, or loosen your clothing, go ahead and do that now. If a true emergency comes up, you will be able to exit the session and take care of it, so feel free to fully relax into the process. Allow your body to go loose and sink into the surface beneath you. Give yourself a few moments to relax, and as you do this, notice the inflow and outflow of your breath. It's perfectly okay to adjust your body so you're more comfortable, as long as you can continue to focus on what we're doing during this session. And since the majority of the work done in this session involves your subconscious mind, it's also okay if your conscious mind drifts away into a daydream, perhaps going on a vacation to one of the most exotic and relaxing places on Earth. Most folks aren't aware that their subconscious mind is always active and busy, even when their conscious mind is completely asleep. This is why hypnosis is often confused with sleep, and why most hypnotists have you focus on relaxing deeper and deeper, which has the effect of focusing your subconscious mind into a tighter and tighter beam of attention. It's like using a magnifying lens to focus sunlight into a tiny dot, which can then set paper on fire. The energy was there all along. It just wasn't focused enough until you brought the lens into the process. When you become a master of focusing your mental energy, you find that you're much more capable than you ever imagined. You'll use the same amount of energy as you always have. You'll just have the ability to apply it to those specific tasks that produce the best results, without wasting any energy doing unnecessary things. One of the best descriptions of this state of mind is what professional athletes call the zone. When they are in the zone, they feel like time slows down. Everything moves in slow motion, and they have all the time they need to respond quickly and perform at their best. They are not distracted by the crowds of fans cheering in the stands, as well as what any other athlete on the field might be doing, except the one or two who are involved in what they are doing at the moment. Most of us enter the same zone when we are deeply absorbed by a fascinating activity, like reading a book, watching a movie, driving down the road, working on a puzzle, or having sex. It's like the activity sucks us in, pulling us deeper and deeper into the flow of events as it unfolds from beginning to end. And nothing else matters, except what we are doing right in this moment now. When we can enter this zone of ultimate focus at will, we have the ability to bring all of our energy, all of our mind, and all of our physical power to the task at hand. Weightlifters can lift heavier weights. Runners can run faster. Gymnasts become more flexible. Archers can hit their targets more easily. And paperwork gets done so much quicker than ever before. Our senses also become clearer, sharper, more sensitive, allowing us to see more details, hear quieter sounds, and pick up on tiny details others miss completely. When we completely ignore all distractions, we can easily move from one task to the next, clear our minds of the previous task, and focus all of our energy on the new task, eliminating wasted time that others need to change gears between one thing and another. What used to take hours can now be done in half the time. Another benefit of this zone of ultimate focus is that it puts us in direct communication with the deeper aspects of our mind, which is connected to a higher power. This is where ESP happens, where divine guidance comes from, and is the point of contact to make prayers that get answered. All of this and more happens when you fully develop your ability to ignore distractions and focus 100% of your mind on a single task. And since this happens by eliminating wasted effort, you will find that you can sustain this level of focus for extended periods of time without exhausting yourself, as you might have done by doing things incorrectly. Now that you've had a few moments to relax into the surface beneath you, let's continue our inward journey by counting backwards from 10 to 1. With each countdown, you may feel yourself relaxing more and more, bringing your attention into a smaller and smaller area of focus, and entering a zone of maximum effectiveness. If you've ever experienced a deep level of meditation or hypnotic trance, you'll recognize the feeling that comes with it as we engage the deeper aspects of your mind. So let's count down now. 10, 9, 8, 7. Drifting deeper and deeper into your inner mind, 6, 5, 4. Letting go of everything that isn't needed for the current task at hand. 3, 2, 1. Good. Your ability to focus has already improved. Let's test it out. Imagine the color red. This could be the color of a red apple, or the color of a Santa Claus suit, or maybe the bright red of a fire truck, or a sports car. Whatever shade of red you see, imagine that color surrounding you, as if it were coming from a light above you and filling the space you're in. Imagine this red color becoming more saturated, more intense, and brighter than it was a moment ago. Maybe you can feel the energy coming from this red light covering your entire body. Maybe the energy of this light can be felt in a way that serves a positive purpose for you now. Good. Good. Now, imagine the color orange. This could be the color of the fruit, a pumpkin, or maybe the color of a flower. Maybe you see someone wearing orange clothes. Doesn't matter what shade of orange you see inside your mind. Just imagine this color bathing you in its soft, warm glow. Now, again, imagine this orange color growing richer, more saturated, and brighter, until it seems that the vibration of this magical color is shifting your energy in ways that allow you to focus more intensely and open up new areas of your mind to your conscious control. Very good. Remember to breathe as we continue this session, allowing the inflow and outflow of your breath to relax your mind and body more and more as we go through this process. Release the red and orange colors from your mind and turn your attention to the color yellow. This may be the color of a lemon or the color of the sun, or perhaps the color of another flower. Maybe you prefer the color of a banana or something else entirely. Yellow is such a bright color, full of happiness and joy. Some folks consider yellow to be the color of confidence. I wonder what you will experience when you imagine the color of yellow filling your mind all around you. Notice the feeling you get from the color yellow, and notice how this feeling grows more intense as you turn up the volume on the saturation, vibrancy, and brightness of the yellow light covering your entire body and mind. Yes, that's wonderful. Let's shift from yellow to green. Any color of green will do. The color of grass, trees, money, or anything else that carries this color. Fill the area around you with this color. Do you feel a healing influence as you focus on this primary color of nature? Maybe you feel something else. Notice what you feel when you imagine the color of green, and remember to use this color when it may be a benefit to your future intentions. Okay, time to move from green to blue. So many shades of blue to choose from. the color of a clear sky, the color of certain flowers, or maybe the color of a bird. Focus on extending this color throughout the space around you, filling your mind and body with its energy and vibration. Many people report that blue feels more peaceful than other colors and is often used in hospitals to assist in the eradication of viruses and other negative influences. It's possible that your deeper mind has another association with the color blue. Notice how you feel as you intensify the blue color around you, making it brighter, more saturated, and richer than it was just a moment ago. One more color to explore. Let go of the color blue. Allow your mind to clear and open yourself up to the color of purple. This could be a light lilac color, or maybe something more like the color of eggplant, violets, or a richer shade of burgundy. Whatever version of purple your mind presents to you is good. So once more, extend this color to fill your entire mind and body, allowing it to evoke certain feelings within you. Do you feel more spiritual when surrounded by purple? Or maybe you feel like you're in the presence of royalty. These are common associations, and again, your deeper mind might respond to this color in a unique way. Notice how this color makes you feel, and remember it for those times when it is the right thing to add to your work. You've done well. Go ahead and release all of these colors, and allow yourself to relax deeper into your inner world, becoming more and more focused on the task at hand. As you have probably guessed, this exercise is a great way to improve your focus. Not only does it help you imagine details, like objects and colors, it also gives you practice in directing the flow of your inner experience to be what you want it to be. And when you know how your inner mind responds to colors, you can use these and other colors to evoke desired feelings and other associations as a sort of trigger symbol, carrying much more meaning than simple words alone. And speaking of symbols, your deeper mind will give you specific symbols which carry special meaning, and you can consciously use these symbols to activate desired states of mind, such as focus, confidence, motivation, persistence, self-sufficiency, courage, wisdom, emotional control, and so much more. Symbols can be colors, sounds, vibrations, words, pictures, drawings, or various objects, such as a piece of jewelry or a statue. Symbols could even be something else entirely. Some people use special clothing, which acts as a symbol, to trigger special states of mind. Hand gestures, facial expressions, body postures, or even particular movements could be symbolic and used to activate specific mental resources. For example, many people squint their eyes and furrow their brow when they want to focus their minds. Others will bring the thumb and first two fingers of their dominant hand together to focus their minds. Confidence is usually associated with good posture and quick movement. Good feelings can be symbolized with a smile, a laugh, or a laid-back posture. In short, anything that becomes associated with something else can be a symbol. Anytime you want to ask your deeper mind for a symbol to help you elicit and maintain a desired state of mind, just relax, count down from 10 to 1, and ask your deeper mind to give you a symbol for your desired outcome. Let's practice this one now. You're already relaxed, but let's go through the 10 to 1 countdown again, just to be complete. As before, with each count backwards, feel yourself growing more focused on the inner world, moving further away from the physical world out there, and closer to the core of your inner being. 10, 9, 8, 7. Releasing more and more from your focused attention, bringing your focus into a smaller and smaller circle. 6, 5, 4. Moving deeper into your inner world, closer to the divine presence within. 3, 2, 1. Nice. Now, just ask your deeper mind to give you a symbol for the ultimate state of mental focus, a type of focus that will overcome any obstacle and penetrate the deepest levels of reality. Again, this symbol may come to you as a color, a sound, a vibration, a word, a picture, a drawing, or something else entirely. Accept whatever symbol your deeper mind gives you now. Study this symbol. Notice every tiny detail about it. Memorize it, so you could recreate it on the physical level after this session, if you so desire. Now, whenever you want to access this ultimate state of mental focus, just recall the symbol your deeper mind has given you, and this state of ultimate focus will be available to you whenever you need it. Let's practice this one too. Think of a situation in which you could use better focus. Maybe it's a part of your work, or maybe a personal situation. Either is okay, so pick a situation which needs the most help. Maybe you have a bunch of little jobs to do and want to get them done quickly so you can spend more time relaxing with your loved ones. Or maybe you have a major project to complete and a deadline quickly approaching. Whatever situation you have now selected, remember how it went the last time you were in that situation. Notice how you wasted too much time doing things you didn't need to do. Notice how you were distracted by unimportant details. Notice how the results you wanted eluded your grasp because your focus wasn't where it needed to be. Now, put yourself in that situation again, but this time, use your symbol to activate the ultimate state of mental focus. Notice how you feel now that you have much more control over your focusing ability. Play through this situation as you might with a supercharged degree of focus. Notice how easily you're able to cut through the BS and get right to the heart of the matter, taking care of everything that needs to be done and nothing that isn't important. Watch as the new you effortlessly handles the situation and easily gets the desired results. Notice how this new and improved version of yourself is enjoying the process because they know they could do a lot more if they needed to. Wow, wasn't that fun? Let's do it again. Think of another situation in which you needed more focus than you had. Watch the experience as it went the last time with that old lack of focus and the consequent lack of desired results. Now, use your trigger symbol to activate the ultimate state of mental focus and think of the next time the situation comes up. Know that with a boost in focus, your skills and abilities are also boosted. And the next time you're in that situation, you're going to be much better equipped to deal with it. Feel the rush of energy and confidence this new level of focus gives you. And pay attention to how much easier it is to handle the situation, because you're not wasting any time on nonsense and putting 100% of your efforts into the things that really matter. I'm going to be quiet for a minute as you imagine yourself in a few more situations where a more intense focus will yield better results. You're doing great. Okay, go ahead and let all of that go. And clear your mind again. Even now, your ability to focus grows more and more as you get accustomed to ignoring unnecessary details and allowing your mind to become as still as a clear lake in the middle of winter. With practice, you'll find that this is only the beginning, and there is almost no limit to how much you can do once you intensify your focus over and over again, day after day, month after month. The more you practice using your improved focusing ability, the more you will find yourself relaxing in situations that used to stress you out. You now know that the best way to handle anything is to relax and allow your deeper mind to assist you. When you do this over and over again, you grow more accustomed to operating on a higher level of efficiency, where your energy seems to go on forever, never fading, and giving you everything you need to accomplish the goals you have set for yourself. Before long, others will start to notice that you're different now, better, a more powerful individual, somehow more confident, more sure of yourself, as if you have a special power that others lack. You wake up in the morning with more energy, since you're not wasting any throughout the day, and this helps you eliminate wasted time in getting into whatever you have planned for the day, be that personal activities or professional work. You're now able to bring the same level of focus to everything you do, not just work, but playtime as well. It's like the old phrase, work hard and play hard, except none of it is hard. It's just focused. And since you're not pushing yourself beyond your abilities, you find that your health also improves, since you're no longer stressing out over nonsense, and are able to remain calm and relaxed, even in the midst of hectic situations. This means your physical body requires less time to heal and recuperate from your work, and has an easier time maintaining your health and vitality for many more years to come. Over the years, this new calm demeanor gives you more time, which you may choose to use to further your mission in life, create a legacy for future generations, or just spend time with your family and friends. It's your life. You can spend your time doing whatever is important to you. Your improved focusing ability simply makes it easier to get things done and spend more time doing what you want to do. As a true master of focus, your new calm attitude makes you a more enjoyable person to be around. People respond to you in a more positive way, and you find much less friction in your relationships and the various interactions you have with different people throughout the day. Now that you're not wasting any time on unnecessary things, you find that there's no reason to waste time worrying about things that may never happen. And it's much more efficient to simply plan a course of action for things that could happen, so you can be done with it and get on to more important matters. And since you're generally more prepared for possibilities, any problems that do come up get handled quickly and easily, causing fewer and less invasive disruptions to the overall flow of your life. You're also better equipped to take advantage of unexpected opportunities and blessings that come your way. Who knew that developing your ability to focus more intensely would be so easy and so beneficial? Let's take a moment and imagine what your life will now be like with a powerful ability to focus at will. See yourself relaxed and moving through your typical day, fully engaging with each person as if they are the only person in the entire world. See how this magically transforms your relationships in ways you may never have thought of before. Imagine yourself getting in the zone with each activity you do, completely focused and undistracted by unrelated activities happening around you. You could be reading a book and not even notice a crowd of people breaking out in a flash mob dance a few feet away. See yourself getting your work done quickly and efficiently, staying refreshed and energized, hour after hour, and getting a week's worth of work done in just a day or two. Imagine yourself in the zone, planning out a project, and see how vivid your imagination is, how clearly you can see every last detail involved in the project, and catching potential issues well before they become a problem. Imagine yourself walking down a sidewalk with a completely clear mind, open to whatever may be happening around you, so you can respond to unexpected events the second they occur. It's almost like being a Zen monk or a Jedi master, where you have an uncanny ability to see the future and respond before something actually occurs. In fact, within the deepest recesses of our inner minds, we have direct contact with the divine mind of the universe, and may use this connection to communicate with the divine mind for any purpose we choose. As you focus your highly intense mind to the deepest levels within yourself, you may find this connection now. You may experience this connection as a feeling, an image, a sound, perhaps a voice in the wilderness, or as a light floating in the air. The symbol for this connection could be anything. Perhaps you sense it in some other way, or maybe you just know it's there. Maybe you already recognize your connection with the divine mind of the universe, or maybe you're not quite ready for it just yet. When you're ready, you'll find this connection within yourself, and you'll be able to use this connection to get answers to questions, information that wouldn't be available to you any other way, and guidance to achieve your goals quicker and easier than you could on your own. Your connection to the divine mind may also be used to communicate your desires, and according to your faith in the power of the divine, your prayers will be answered. The more you develop your ability to focus intensely, the more this divine connection will be available to you. In fact, you can use your focus to clear and strengthen the channel through which you are connected to the divine. One way to do this is to ask your deeper mind to help you alter the vibration of your energy field to resonate with the divine. This is like tuning a shortwave radio to a precise frequency, so you can clearly communicate with someone many miles away. Except in this case, the divine is right where you are, so there is no distance between you. As mentioned earlier, your success in communicating with the divine is directly proportional to your level of faith in the process. The more you have confidence in your ability to communicate with the divine, the more you will be successful. And the best way to have more faith is to simply decide to have more faith. Make a decision now to believe that you have a perfectly clear and open channel to the divine, and the divine responds to every request you make. Pretend that this is real, and you'll find that it becomes more and more real in your experience. In actual fact, this is exactly what happens now. The divine responds to every idea you have, according to the degree you believe that idea will actually manifest into your life. When you pretend that something new is about to happen and actively look for its manifestation, you just might be surprised at how often it manifests quickly into your life. I've seen many miracles in my life, things that simply could not be explained any other way. Watch for it, and you'll notice a connection between the things you believe and what actually happens in the world around you. At this time, we are going to conclude this session. As you go back to the tasks of daily living, you will find a new sense of empowerment within you. Your more powerful focusing ability will become more and more apparent as you practice using it, and over time, you'll see many positive benefits. Things like less stress, more energy, greater confidence, higher self-esteem, better health, and more harmonious relationships. It's very possible that the work you do will be of a higher quality. And when you work more efficiently by ignoring distractions, you can get more work done with less effort, all of which can lead to promotions, unexpected opportunities, and greater wealth. Now, we will end this session with a count from 1 to 10. When we reach the number 10, you will be wide awake, fully alert, ready to handle whatever needs to be done, and empowered to shape your life as you desire it to be. And so, we start with the number 1. And as we move up to the number 2, you are beginning to return to full waking consciousness. As we go past number 3 and come up to number 4, you feel your body filling with energy, confidence, and a sensation of joy unlike anything you've ever felt before. Now we move up to the number 5 and continue to number 6. Each step brings you closer to the surface, where you will be fully awake, alert, and expressing your full potential. 7. 8. 9. Almost there, riding on a tidal wave of energy, focus, and confidence. And now, we're coming out as we hit number 10. Welcome back. Go and enjoy your new focusing ability.